Welcome to the Haven Homestead podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. My name is Chris, and thanks for joining me today on the Haven Homestead podcast. Today we're on episode 5, which is part 3 of our chicken series, and today we're going to be talking about feed. But before we get into that, I'd like to remind you that you can find these episodes and much, much more with our show notes and what we're doing out here at havenhomestead.com. We're working every day to grow that site to be better for all homesteading needs. Also, please consider coming out to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/havenhomestead, and you can support us and the show at as little as $1 a month. That's only 25 cents per episode. If you found any use in these episodes and would like to help us keep the show going, then I would appreciate it if you'd stop by and check out our Patreon page. So we'll get right into the types of feed that I want to cover tonight. Actually, there's many types of feed. So first I'll talk about three main classifications, I guess you could say, of feed. And this is a store-bought feed. First, you can get starter for chicks when they're really small. And starter is usually in small crumble form. We'll talk a little more about crumble, but it looks kind of like grape nuts, and it's easy for the chickens to peck at. And the starter is especially fine, and it is in 18 to 24% protein. And you want to feed it to your chickens for the first 6 weeks of their lives because they need that high protein content. There are two different kinds of starter feed. There's medicated and non-medicated. The medicated prevents, and I'll try this out, coccidiosis, I believe is how it is, which is a disease that chickens can get. That's what the medicated is for, is it helps prevent this disease in chickens. But you don't want to use it if they've been vaccinated before. So just if you can opt out of, when you order your chicks, you can opt out of getting vaccinated, or if you want them to be vaccinated, then you don't have to worry about the medicated chicken feed. Also, you don't want to use it on waterfowl. So if you're going to be raising duck chicks or goose chicks or anything like that, while you have your chicken chicks in the brooder, then you'll want to use non-medicated feed. We typically only use non-medicated feed. We haven't had any problem with any sort of outbreaks of diseases or anything like that. So, and we do hatch our chicks as well. We take the eggs from our pen and hatch them and raise our own new flock. Although I've been looking at some other breeds, and I'm thinking that I might try a speckled Sussex for one of our next chicken breeds. I've heard good things, and they're a heritage breed, and we like that. So back to the feed. The next kind, so the first kind was starter. The next kind is a grower, and that is a 17, between 14 and 17% of the protein, and you want to feed that at about 15 weeks, or to them until they're about 15 weeks. So the first 6 weeks, give them the starter, and then up till the next 15 or 16 weeks, give them grower. And then after that, if they're laying hens, then you give them the layer feed, which is 16 or 17%. And it usually has other vitamins and calcium in there, which is important because the chickens need calcium in order to have strong eggshells. We supplement our chickens, instead of giving them layer feed, we give them a little layer feed in our chicken mix. But we mostly give them eggshells and oyster shells. That helps them get their calcium. because they use a lot of calcium to make the egg shells, and if you don't give them supplemental calcium, then they will start laying eggs that break really easy. Their egg shells will be soft, and you'll lose more eggs to when one lays an egg and it hits the other egg, it'll break the soft egg, and then the chickens will usually eat it. So it's much better to give them calcium. And it seems like the eggshells harden up within just a few days after giving them calcium supplement. So I'll talk about some types of feed. So we've already talked about starter, grower, and layer, but there are lots of bagged feeds that you can get other, like for instance, crumble. Crumble, like I said, it looks kind of like grape nut cereal. It's easy for the chickens to peck at. It's easy to scoop up, and if you're trying to mix feed and get 50-50 or something, then it's easy to make one scoop of crumble and one scoop of pellets and maybe one scoop of scratch, and then mix it all together and feed them that. The one issue with crumble is if it gets wet, it just turns to paste. So it doesn't hold up to any sort of water or moisture. Some people actually use that as the way they'll soak their crumble and then feed the chickens kind of a porridge, and different strokes, I guess, for different folks. Next one I want to talk about is scratch. Scratch people consider as a treat for the chickens. We've always just used scratch as one of the chicken feeds because it's mostly made of different grains like wheat and corn. And it has a high carb count, so you'd want to use it in winter. You'd want to use it when the chickens need a little more energy to keep warm. You can also broadcast it and put it in the place where you want the chickens to scratch to encourage them to scratch in that area looking for more seeds. And if they miss some, then it's just wheat and corn. It's not a big deal. You can always, if you see it later and you don't want it there, you can always pull it out and throw it into the chicken pen and they'll love you for it. Another kind of feed that's common are pellets. And pellets are nice because they can add a lot of different ingredients that your chickens need, and they can put minerals and they can put all sorts of goodies into the pellets. And then the pellets are easy to scoop out, kind of like a rabbit feed is in pellets. If you have a pellet wood stove, then it looks the same as those pellets, small cylinders. They're easy to store, easy to manage, easy to serve. They're really good. We like to do with our feed, we do like I said earlier, about one third crumble, one third scratch, and one third pellets. And it's worked well with for our chickens. They're all healthy and vibrant. The next part that I want to mention are table scraps. The chickens will eat almost anything. They're omnivores, and they'll eat and thrive on just about anything you want to give them. But there are some things you really need to watch out for in not feeding your chickens. There are things that chickens are not supposed to eat. One of the things you really want to stay away from is citrus. If you give them citrus, the high citric acid, I believe in it, will counteract the calcium you give them, and that you'll get soft shells. You really want to not give them dry beans. So you don't even plant your beans near the chicken pen, because if you miss some pods and the chickens start to get to those pods, if you know they dry up, then it can kill them in as little as a 3 to 4 beans. Also, you don't want to give them green potatoes because of toxins that build up in green potatoes. When we've thrown potatoes out that had little sprouts on them or green spots, the chickens really aren't that interested in potatoes, it seems. At least ours haven't been. So it has never been an issue. But Potato skins can be a hazard, just to be aware of. You don't want to give them any chocolate or candy that's not for chickens. So, if you don't want to eat it yourself, then throw it in the garbage. For most other table scraps, there's no reason you can't give them about everything else. They also say don't give them anything moldy. I haven't had any issue with giving them anything. Some days are chicken scraps don't go out, and so it'll be the next day or the day after, and some things start developing some mold, and we throw it out to the chickens, you know, rice or whatever was left over, and they eat it just fine. Insects is the next part I have here on my list of chicken feeds. So you can make insect traps or maggot feeders. You can look online on how to do that. One of the ways that we've tried before is after we raise rabbits as well, and I plan on having a rabbit series as well. But what we do is we take the rabbits, and after we've gut them, gut it, we save all the offal and all the heads and feet and everything, and then put them into a bucket that I've lined with a piece of chicken wire. And then I've cut the bottom out of the bucket. So you put the rabbit parts into the bucket, and then you put straw over the top of that, and maybe a rock or something to just to hold the straw down. And then I suspended it from a tripod. Now the as soon as the flies land on there, the maggots will or they'll lay eggs, and then they'll hatch and start having maggots in the rabbit refuse. So all you have to do is just let the maggots do their thing, and they'll fall down, and the chickens will gobble them up. As long as it's suspended like that, the maggots, for some reason, just keep falling out and land on the ground, and the chickens get high protein feed. And it doesn't affect anything, doesn't affect the taste of the eggs, doesn't affect anything else. It just gives them high protein feed. They seem to like it a lot. Also, when you free range your chickens, they'll be able to eat lots of insects. They'll be able to find all the creepy crawlies that live around the garden and around the yard and around the house, and help keep insect populations down. While they're out there foraging, they'll probably get plenty of plant material, which is another thing that they need so they can get their greens and get their vitamins. Plant material is important. If they are kept inside the coop, then, or inside the coop and run, then you'll want to make sure you give them supplemental greens, whether that be hay or your weeds out of your garden works really well, or grass clippings, or anything from just yard waste. They like to scratch through it and eat them. When you have your chickens in the pan, it's the way they process their feed is they eat it. It goes down through their craw into their gizzard. Their gizzard is like your mouth. In it, they have rocks and other hard things. I've found glass in there, and they use that. It usually gets built up with calcium, or gets rubbed smooth, and that is what they use to grind up their food. So in your pen, you'll need to, if they don't get out of the coop and run, then you'll need to supplement more grit. This is important so that they can grind and chew their food and process it. Some kinds of grit or just simple pebbles. Throw in a shovel full of gravel, small gravel. Sand. So with your chicks, it's important that they get grit as well, and they need really small rocks, or even sand will work. Another thing I'd like to add on the grit is you can add DE, which is diatomaceous earth, if you like, and that will. Some people, there's a lot on the internet about using DE and against using DE. But everyone who uses it says it helps, and but there are plenty of people out there saying there's no evidence that it does anything. In someone who does use it, they mentioned using 1 to 2% of the food weight. If you have a pound, then use 1% of a pound. Or 100 pounds, put in a pound of DE. So if you get some 250-pound bags, then stick in a pound of DE into it if you want to supplement that with your feed. Or I suggest putting it in with your for your dust bath. So we talked last time about dust baths in our chicken coops. What you'll want to do with this is just put the DE in the dust bath, and the diatomaceous earth will actually keep the mites and other pests down using DE. And they'll, if they want to eat it, they can peck it right out of that. But they can, it'll definitely, oh, it's sold as a flea and tick deterrent or killer. It's all natural. So it can be used, and if you stick it into their dust bath and they find that they want to try to eat it, then they have the option to. The last kind of feed that I want to mention today, we're almost out of time. I like to take about 20 minutes for these podcasts because a lot of people's commutes are about 20 minutes, and we find that, and I think that that's a good time frame. So the last kind of feed I want to talk about is fermented feed. Fermented feed has increased enzymatic activity. It's already began its breakdown. When you ferment the feed, it's already started to start its breakdown process, and therefore makes the chicken's digesting it job a lot easier. Also, fermented feeds will help your chicken stay fuller longer, so they'll eat less, and that means poop less. I read today someone had their quote on their thing says, "A good-looking turd is a sign of a healthy bird." With that is all the feed. And as a side note, I want to put in a little bit about water, that just try to make your water as clean as possible. They're not very picky. They'll drink out of a puddle. If they find a puddle, they'll drink out of whatever they can get their hands on. But try to get your water so that it's covered, and that the chicken, the way they get their water, whether you use the chicken nipples or whether you use whatever the case may be, make sure that it's covered on top so that they can't get the mud and fecal matter down in the water, which will cause, you know, more sickness. The cleaner the water, the healthier they'll be. Some of these sites I found that have been helpful are backyardchickencoops.com.au. It's an Australian site, and they had some really good information on different kinds of chicken feed. Also found a good site from a British woman that is called raising-happy-chickens.com, and she had some nice things on feed, what not to feed your chickens, and some chicken breeds. That's what I was reading about, that speckled Sussex, and she convinced me that I should try some. And the last one I want to do is the prairiehomestead.com, and they just had really nice down-to-earth sort of information about chickens and homesteading in general. And so I think I'm going to be checking their site out some more. So once again, I'd just like to say thanks for listening, and please check out our Patreon. That's patreon.com/havenhomestead. Haven Homestead's all one word. And havenhomestead.com. Thanks again for listening to the Haven Homestead podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives.